More pudding, Tony.
Oh, no thanks, love. I'm bloated.
It's high time someone put some beef on you.
Fattening me up for the honeymoon, are you?
Why not? I'll just clear these things away. Won't be a tick. Coffee?
Yeah, later on. Ooh, ooh, I feel whacked.
Take five in the chair.
Oh, I'd go out like a light.
Then you can obviously do with the rest. Go on, I'll let you off drying the dishes tonight.
I can't put my feet up. Too much to do.
Such as?
The books, for a start. I've been putting off getting down to those for days.
Ignore the books.
What? Are you serious? The accounts are just as important as the practical side in farming.
I know that, silly.
Then don't try to keep me away from my chores.
I think you'll find that the chores don't exist anymore.
What?
Take a look in your desk.
Why? Oh, you've tidied it up.
Open the ledger.
Hey, you filled it in.
There you are. So you can nod off in the chair.
What on earth did you think you were doing, Pat?
Taking some of the weight off you, of course.
But I do the books. It's my job.
Not anymore. You'll find it's all in order.
That's not the point. You shouldn't have done it.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased?
Grateful, at least.
Grateful?
And stop repeating everything I say.
Doing the books is my job, Pat.
Why? Have I made a hash of it? No, my writing's much neater than yours, and there are not so many blots.
I'm dead serious about this. Doing the books is a man's job.
Not as long as I'm in the house.
Look, I'm sorry. I might as well lay it down as a rule now.
There's a rule I want to lay down first. 50-50 means exactly that. Half shares of the work, half shares of the fun.